boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I thought I was getting a phone call that I never liked to get earlier today, and that is from Destiny. We work together, obviously.
Yeah.
We chat a lot outside of work. To the point where I feel like I can kind of tell what you're about to say. You know what I'm saying?
We can finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, you send me a text that says, dude, and you're either going to tell me about a new product, business coming to the area, or there's tea.
Dude.
I get it.
That was spot on.
I know, because you do it all the time. So she calls me earlier today, and she starts it with, I hate to do this. And in my mind, that means you're calling out sick or something came up that you're not going to be able to make it into work. Because whenever she does have to do that, you're sick or you got a sick animal, you always call me, which is, you know, the appropriate thing to do, right? But you always start it with, I hate to do this,
but
I can't make it. I'm sick, blah, 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 whatever the reason is. So you said that, but then it's not what I thought you were going to say. No. You said, I hate to do this. But can you come pick me up? I'm like, what?
Here's the thing. I told Neighborman he could take the new car. We got a newer car and we got like an older car, right? And I'm like, take the newer car. I know you got some errands to run on lunch today. It's nice and fancy. I'll take the old crappy car, right? Yeah. This man didn't think to hand over the old crappy car key. He left it in his pocket. But he took the new one with him. So he has both keys, which means I have a car at home. I got no way to drive. So I had to ask you for a ride because he also couldn't give me a ride. He was too busy at work.
It was fine. Gave me a reason to go out for a little drive, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you guys need to get an AirTag for your keys. If you're going to share and you only have one set.
This is not the first time I've had to have you help me out.
No. Or the first time that I've heard of you guys not knowing where the keys are. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what holiday is coming up next. I will spend the $20 to get you a stupid AirTag.
2-year anniversary of Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, that has nothing to do with... I guess, yeah, it does have to do with the show.
She's like, at this rate, I'm
going to
find any excuse to buy you a stupid AirTag for that stupid key.
But is that even going to help? Because now you're just going to be able to know.
Oh, it's with him at work.
It's not a walking distance.
I need something that actually has an ankle monitor. Like, I need an ankle monitor for our key so that it goes beep, beep, beep when you're leaving the house so we know who has the key.
Yeah, you need to be permanently on parole.
Exactly. Well, good news for me, because I didn't have the key to the car, means I missed my appointment with my coach at the gym.
I'm starting to think this is all just some big ploy to get you out of it.
I purposely put that key in neighbor man's pocket.
Yeah, you didn't want to go because, well, you know that it's not going to go very well.
No, I know, because I haven't been to the gym in a month. I need to get back into it. Life's been life, and okay? And my diet's been not the best, okay? I'm snacking on chocolate-covered raisins right now.
Okay, but I mean, if you're going to eat bad, then raisins... Come on.
Hey, I'm being real bad over here, okay? So it's not going to go very well. I think we're definitely going to hear that I've gained weight. We're definitely going to hear, how's your exercise been going? Not going at all, sir. And that I need to do better. But it was great that I missed the appointment today because I didn't have a car.
Yeah. But do you have to make it up now?
Oh, well, the coach texted me and he wants to make it up tomorrow. I haven't responded back.
Because you just want to skip this month or what?
Taylor, something's telling me not to go to this appointment. I don't know why. Maybe because I just don't want to feel bad about myself.
Well, I think you can make it.
Not that they do, but I just will.
You already know how it's going to go, though. You know that you haven't gone.
Uh-huh.
You know that you've been snacking.
Uh-huh.
Can't you just walk in and be like, let me confess what I've done wrong. Let me just lay it all out there.
Can we make this a confessional meeting?
That might
where
be what
I just
it needs
confess
to be.
Everything. Let me tell you what I had today. Chocolate-covered raisins, some Cheetos. Okay. You thought it was just chocolate-covered raisins, Taylor. I'm telling you, it's not been a good month.
I think that's what you need to do.
And you know what? He already heard everything because they listened to us at the gym.
Well,
see?
Yeah.
You I don't need the appointment.
You were never going to get away with any of this.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, believe it or not, I'm not the only one who wastes my life away scrolling on TikTok. And sometimes me and Destiny's For You pages are exactly the same. And sometimes we say to each other, like, oh, have you seen this? And the other person's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Earlier, Destiny was like, have you seen this, girl? Like, this story's huge. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So for that reason, I'm handing off Trending with Taylor to you this hour because I have not yet seen this. And it will appear later tonight as I'm scrolling.
Oh, 100%. Because this is all over my TikTok For You page. So I kind of want to give you a heads up in case you see it on your TikTok For You page. There's this girl named Rachel who posted a video on TikTok just yesterday. And it already has 4.5 million views. She owns a coffee shop in Brooklyn, New York that she built this whole thing by herself. It was just her and her boyfriend. No investors. No help. It is called Buddy's Cafe.
Cute.
I love the name.
Yeah.
Not only does she do the coffee there, but she also roasts the beans in-house too, which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
She picked Williamsburg in Brooklyn because it's predominantly Puerto Rican, like neighborhood.
Yeah.
And she likes that and she loves that because she's Puerto Rican. So she's like, this is home for me.
Yeah.
That's why she picked that location. However, she just got told yesterday, and this is why she made the TikTok video, by her landlord that the rent is going up, which means she's going to lose her coffee shop in an estimate of like 6 to 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody asked like how much it's going to be increased, and she didn't quite say, but she did say that neighboring businesses have increased ranged of $15,000 to $36,000 monthly in just their rent. So that kind of tells you a ballpark of how much her rent is going up. Not only that, but now there's a coffee shop that's getting put right smack next door, which I'm sure we can guess is a corporate type of coffee
big
shop.
Big chain.
Mm-hmm, because they are like, we don't care about mom and pop, you know?
Yeah.
So she's getting upset about that too, which she has the right to. So she makes a video about this, and it is so sad. And I felt so bad for her because you can see how much this is like affecting her. People are in the comments and they're like, no, we cannot have this happen to her. We are going to show up and we are going to show out.
Mm.
And it's not just people like you and me, Taylor. We're talking celebrities. Joe Jonas was the top comment in this video.
No.
And he said, I will be there. I'm coming to get coffee. He's already posted. If you go to Joe Jonas's TikTok, he's already posted a video himself. Already trying Buddy's Cafe.
He went.
He's already went.
Oh, my God.
Go to his TikTok. You can see the video. She says, though, that he waited long enough for her to finish the coffee that she was roasting just to meet and talk to her. He didn't have to, but he wanted to meet and talk to her so badly like that he stood around and waited. And he also brought friends along to help bring up some money, right?
Yeah.
Good Morning America has commented, so I'm sure you're going to see a story about her that way. Anna, if you know her, for another day, another latte, she said she'll be stopping by. There's this guy, not really known much on TikTok, but I did like his comment. His name is Boogie Bob, and he says, I'm a 62-year-old, and I have never drank a cup of coffee in my life. Tomorrow, I'm coming to your store to have my first cup, I promise.
Oh, my God.
So tons of people, like celebrities, are resharing it. I know Liza Koshy has reshared it. We've got celebrities commenting, duetting it. And then multiple people I've already seen, like just people like you and I who are like, I'm going to Buddy's Cafe because I want to support her. And then people are also buying because you can buy her coffee as well online.
You can order online.
You can order online.
Okay, now we're talking because I'm like, I don't know about booking a flight to New York, but I'll buy it from the TikTok shop.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm going to live like Mama Kris Jenner, Taylor's mom, and she'll find an excuse to eat cake for anything.
If she yells cake, you just bring her cake. That's how it goes.
Well, I think, with obviously, a party comes cake, so it kind of works two and two. Mama Kris Jenner can come to this, but I want to throw a party for anything. That's who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to throw a party for the stupidest reason, and I know they're not going to have decorations, but I want to throw a braces party.
Okay.
Hear me out. Tomorrow, I know it sounds like it's been a long time coming, and trust me, I'm just probably as annoyed as you are, but I'm finally tomorrow figuring out the whole braces thing for myself.
Yeah.
We've done the appointment. We've done all the x-rays, all the picturings. The doctors have sat down. They've talked about what they want to do with me. We're finally getting together tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the plan, which I have a feeling it's 2 years of braces. Whoopee.
Right.
Can't wait.
Yeah. In the long run, though.
But that means 2 years, Taylor, of no popcorn, no nerd clusters, no gum, unless it's sugar-free. I mean, there's a million other things I don't know about that I'm probably not allowed to have.
Right.
So I want to have a braces party.
Okay, meaning like a pre-braces party?
Yes. I kind of want to go crazy. All right. I want to have everything I'm not allowed to have one last time. Mm-hmm. Or if I don't have a party, I kind of want, you know, like sometimes with vasectomies, you know, that some people will give you a basket for that.
Yep.
I want that. But not for that. I'm having braces.
Well, yes.
So there's
a
difference
here.
Clarifying.
I literally, as soon as you said that, Googled, because I was like, do people do this? Because you're convinced you're the only one. I found, I don't know where this orthodontist office is out of.
Go on.
Oh, Ohio. They posted how to have a pre-braces party.
No, they did not.
They have a sample menu of all the things you should eat before you get braces. Breakfast.
Hold on. I'm so excited. Breakfast?
Bagels.
Why?
Because
everything?
They can easily bend with the wires in your mouth because they're pretty, like a tough bagel, you know?
Are you telling me I can't have bagels anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want braces.
That's what you should have for breakfast. Lunch? There's a couple options.
Okay.
Pizza.
No, we are not taking away pizza, Taylor.
You don't. You can eat pizza with braces. They recommend that you like cut it up because if you bite into like.
I got to cut it up.
A real chewy piece of crust.
That's ruining the pizza.
So you should have pizza without cutting it up.
Thank God. Okay.
Eat it like the animal that you are. and then you should have apples or pears because you can't bite into those.
I'm not going to be devastated about that.
Okay. Dinner. Chicken wings with the bone or ribs?
I'm sorry. Are you telling me I can no longer have chicken wings?
You can have boneless. You shouldn't have bone-in chicken wings.
This is a horrible world.
Or ribs, whatever.
This is a horrible world.
A side of corn on the cob.
Are you telling me as somebody who lives in Iowa, I can't have corn on the cob anymore? Don't.
And for dessert.
Oh, my God.
They say hard cookies because they can also
So
damage.
Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, the not chewy kind, which who likes that?
They're gross.
I think this is great. I think you should treat yourself to like a whole menu of things that you're not going to be able to eat or that are going to be too difficult to eat while you have braces. And then if you're really going to have a party, I think you should ask people to bring like squishy snacks for you.
Like Jell-O?
Like Jell-O, because I'm not kidding. You're going to be the biggest baby for probably a week straight after you get these
godforsaken
braces. Yes.
Dude, I plan on taking a whole week of PTO.
If that's what it takes, I will send you on your way with all the ice cream you need.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Today's the day to do all the things, like get gas. I have not enjoyed filling up my car for probably the last 5 months, especially like 2 weeks ago when it was so freezing outside. Today, I was like, ask me all the questions. Do I want a car wash? No, but I'll stand here.
Let me ask you, what's your blood type? Your social security cut number? I swear to God, they ask every freaking number at the pump.
I was down to have that conversation this morning because I was like, it's beautiful outside.
She's like, actually, let me tell you about my feelings. I've got some feelings I've been having. Let me talk to you about it.
I purposely waited until today, and you know what? Tomorrow's going to be another good day to do it. But I was like, this is the time, because after tomorrow, it's going to be back to not so nice.
And snow on Sunday night. This is stupid.
This is when we, as Iowans, start to get very... we have like a plan when it comes to filling up your tank. You pick the days that are nice. Mm-hmm. You got to plan your life around it because we no longer want to stand outside filling up our cars when it's freezing.
I'll add to it. If your car looks like crap inside like mine does, today's the day.
Vacuum it out.
She had so many fast food bags on the front.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about it. But just know that there's a lot of fast food bags.
Okay, but are you actually going to do it?
In coffee? No, because Neighbor Man has the car.
Oh, that's convenient.
That's my excuse.
That's very convenient. So
he's got the car. I can't clean out. Darn.
This is you asking him to do it?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
If you are house hunting right now, I seriously, I see you. I feel you. I am you. We are not okay at all. Nobody talks about how exhausting house hunting is. Even if you're just casually looking, it's exhausting. So if anyone who's like desperate and needs a house like tomorrow, I don't know how you do it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I truly, truly don't. But it has been, honestly, the best way to put it, whirlwind of emotions. And I don't like this. Here's the thing. There's a house today we just, again, casually looked at. And it's one that you remember me telling you last week that Jim in our sales department said,
yeah,
when you look at a house, you're going to get that feeling and you're just going to know. And I told you that house last week, I didn't have that feeling. This house today, I had that feeling.
Mm.
I was like, Jim's not wrong. There, that feeling of you just know it's the house.
It happened.
It happened. So I liked it. Neighbor man liked it. It's perfect. Close to work, close to our gym. It just great neighborhood. Everything we wanted in a house. We tell the person, the realtor who showed us the house, that we liked it. She's like, great. I'm going to, she's not the one who's actually like got the house listed.
Yeah.
So she needs to reach out to that realtor and see what's going on. Now I'm going to let you know, this house hasn't even been on the market for like a full 24 hours. It literally got listed like yesterday. Okay?
Yeah.
She tells me there's already three offers in.
Oh my God.
And that now it's like a competing process. So if we want to put an offer in, they're going to review all the offers at 5 o'clock today. So we have to put an offer in, honestly, like 14 minutes ago.
Did you?
Well, I let that be in neighbor man's hands. So I don't know. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because that man don't move fast enough. That's the thing. You got to move stupid, redonkulously fast. And I hate it. Like, honestly, you really can't even think about the house before it's like snatched from out underneath you. That's what I don't love about it right now.
I'm like, how does anybody do this and like work? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, Taylor. How do you do it?
I'm surprised you're here right now, especially if you had a 4 o'clock deadline. I'm surprised you showed up to work today.
How do people do this? Because it's like, how did three other people beat us to the punch? That's what I want.
And already have an offer.
It was literally put on the market yesterday. How did you already see it? And now you've got your offers in.
Mm.
I saw it the day after. How? I'm like, these people literally must be banging on the door the second it goes up. I'm like, it's exhausting. Because even I was talking to my dad, he's like, did you see it in the light? Did you see it in the dark? Did you? Because you should. You should go to the
house.
Yes, you should go to the house, see it in the daytime, see it at dark, just to get the vibe, right? Go a couple times. Make sure you didn't miss it. Dad, I can't do that because the way things are going right now, people are snatching it from underneath. You gotta be so freaking fast.
You gotta start camping outside, I think. Most of the time I look back at being in school and I'm like, how the heck did we ever do that? I would never go back.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's days like today where I'm like, man, there's some stuff about school that I actually miss. And that
recess.
Is, well, yeah, I miss recess. I miss nap time.
Mm-hmm.
I miss snack time. Today, though, what I realized we're missing in the workplace is the nurse.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I was having a little bit of a stomach ache earlier today. And in that moment, I was like, if I was in school right now, I'd raise my hand, teacher, can I go to the nurse? And then the nurse would call my mommy and my mommy would be like, okay, I'll come pick her up. You know what I mean? Whereas like an adult, you have to be like, is it bad enough for me to go home or am I just being a baby?
No, we always have to think, is it even worth going to the hospital?
Is it worth going to the hospital? Mm-hmm. I feel like I wish there was a work nurse because I always feel, and I think you're the same way, I feel guilty about leaving. Because I'm like, oh, people think I'm faking it.
No, same.
You know what I mean?
Even when I call in, I'm like, they totally think I'm faking
it. Yeah,
I
always think people think I'm lying.
Uh-huh.
Even if I don't even have a voice.
And the next day, I feel like they're looking at me like, she was lying.
Yeah, she's walking pretty normal.
She looks normal. Mm-hmm. She don't look sick to me. And I'm like, no, seriously, I was so ill yesterday.
Dude, imagine if we had a work nurse, that would be the person to be like, okay, this is deemed bad enough for you to go home. I need this. I don't know how to make this happen.
I'm not qualified.
Well, no, I was not going to volunteer you to do
good.
It.
But I could pick somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Loretta. I always say she's the mama of the station.
Yeah.
She is the mama of the station. She's Google of the station. I think she should be our nurse. I always go to her for ibuprofen anyways. And Band-Aids. And remember when I burnt the crap out of myself on sourdough?
Mm-hmm.
She got me burn cream. We have burn cream in this building. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Loretta does.
Okay.
So I'm volunteering her to be our nurse. But she needs to make sure she calls our parents immediately.
What? She's got my emergency contact info, so this is perfect.
I absolutely hated when your parents would put you on the spot when you were like asking if you could have a dog or maybe your allowance to be raised a little bit or I don't know, if you could have a sleepover, right? Mm. And they always put you on the spot and they're like, why? Tell me why you think you need this.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, every single time you blacked out and you're like, I don't know. Do I actually need this?
Because I really want to play with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You would say the stupidest thing because you blacked out, just like Taylor.
Yeah.
I don't know because I want it. That's what happened to me today.
Oh, God.
I've been really, really, really wanting like a smart ring. I don't care if it's Aura. I don't care what it is. I think I do want the Aura one, but whatever. I don't know why I'm telling Neighbor Man I'm trying to like get his approval. Mama's got money.
Oh.
She can do whatever the heck she wants.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, hey, I really think I want an Aura ring. And he goes, why? Why are you thinking? Here's his reasoning, though, is I have an Apple Watch. So what's the point of having an Aura ring if you have an Apple Watch? They pretty much do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm telling you, I said the stupidest thing. I go, well, here's the thing. One of my sisters, she kind of has gray hair already. And I know gray hair can come from stress. And I don't want to have, I would like to reduce getting gray hair as long as I can, right? So I need to know how much I stress because I stress a lot. So I feel like the ring will tell me because that's one of the features. It tells you your stress level. And he looked at me the same way you're looking at me. He was like, that is the stupidest reason. He's like, you're going to get gray hair no matter what. You know that, right? And I was like, I know. But sometimes, girls, we want to reduce, we want to make this last as, like, if we can not have it, we're going to do it as long as we can, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those. I'm going to wait.
But I,
what?
You're going to spend $600 to just track the amount of stress? No, the ring tracks your stress. That's great. It's not going to reduce your stress because you're the type of person, right? Okay, listen, because I'm spitting facts right now. You're going to see little ring, oh, I've had like, I don't know, 30% more stress today. And then you know what? You're going to stress even more because you're stressed out.
That's what he said. He's like, you know, you're just going to stress about you being stressed, right? So this also doesn't work out in your favor.
No. And then in 2 days, you're going to be a silver fox. Good night. Good. End of story. So you were just talking about how you were telling Neighbor Man that you kind of want to invest in an Aura ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of pulled the parent thing of, well, why?
Mm-hmm.
Explain why. I have a suggestion for you. Not that you need his permission, but it is a big purchase. So you kind of want him to like be on board for it.
Uh-huh.
You need to make a PowerPoint.
Why?
I am speaking as my probably 10-year-old self because I remember going into one summer, my younger brother and I were like, we got to get a pool this summer. Okay, we've had one in the past. Dad hates it because it kills all his grass in the backyard.
Which I don't understand. That's less grass you have to mow.
Well,
I'll never understand.
I don't either. But it had been a couple years since we had just like one of those like soft side pools. So we decided, we need to make a PowerPoint. We need to prove that we are responsible, that we have reasons that we think it's going to be beneficial, and what responsibilities we're willing to take on. So we literally, we made a PowerPoint of, I think I very horribly Photoshopped my mom on a floaty and said that she'd be happier if she could float in the pool all day.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I think we came up with some sort of cleaning schedule, which totally was not followed once we actually got the pool, but it worked.
It worked?
Oh yeah. I mean, my dad was cracking up because it was the stupidest thing he's ever seen, but it worked.
And it got him to buy you a pool.
Yes, it did.
Well, I'm be danged. You know what I'm going to be doing the next 2 hours of our show?
Making an Aura ring
PowerPoint.
I'll take a proofread if you want.
Please. I think I told you Tuesday that we got new furniture. And when we were opening it up, it was damaged in a lot of places. So Neighbor Man's like, do you like it? I'm like, I can't see past the damage. I'm having problems with this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been his duties the last couple of days to work with the company and try to get us, I don't know, a refund, some type of discount. I don't care. Something.
You've been Karening at him to Karen to get things fixed.
Yes. Because I don't Karen to businesses.
Right.
I don't do that. He can do that. I am not. So we finally got a resolution. And that is, they texted me because I pretended to be him. And because I had to send photos of the damage.
Right.
So I had to pretend to be him. They sent me a text message today and let me know we're getting a new coffee table come Monday and they're going to swap it out.
Oh.
So I'm just like, you know how sometimes when like at a restaurant, they give you something wrong? They're like, you can keep the other thing. I was like, does that mean we get to...
Oh, geez.
Do I get to keep two coffee tables?
What are you going
to
do with that?
I don't know. I just was like, do I get to keep it? No, but they did say they're going to swap it out. But I was like, what if, though? I
had two. You're going to just have one mega giant coffee table that takes up your entire living room? I don't know. Why did you think that?
I don't know. And honestly, what would I do with this coffee table? I don't know. I was just like, but do I get to keep it? Do you want a coffee table?
No. Well, you just talked matter. About how damaged it was.
It doesn't matter. I don't get to keep it anyway.
Rats.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've all experienced doom scrolling,
mm-hmm.
where you are like, oh, I'm just going to get on TikTok. And then suddenly it's been 4 hours. You have not gotten off the couch for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you've heard the term, you need to touch grass.
Yeah.
Basically, I feel like people comment that like on videos and stuff when maybe you're a little out of touch, basically saying like, go recenter yourself and get it together. Go touch grass, come back down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an app now coming out to help stop doom scrolling by literally making you touch grass. Okay. Not just in the comments of your TikTok. This guy is coming out with an app that's called Touch Grass that forces you to go outside and touch grass. So you have to, with your camera app, prove that you're touching grass.
It's almost like when you when you do the scooters, you always have to like take a picture and prove that you've put it where you're supposed to, not just on the side of a curb.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Except you have to touch grass.
And prove it.
And then it unlocks your apps for however long you want it to allow you to. 15 minutes, 60 minutes, until the sun goes down for the rest of the day, whatever. If you know, like, I need to cut back on my scrolling, I only want to be allowed on TikTok for 60 minutes, then it will unlock it for that amount of time after you touch grass to hopefully keep you from doom scrolling your entire day away.
I've got a couple things about this that I would like to speak to the creator of this app about, which
it's
is number
not me.
One. Are you going to have an option to skip? Because then this is pointless. The app is point blank period pointless. I'm saying this because I've got notifications. I've set it up in my health app on my phone to remind me to take my medication, and I'm supposed to log it. I don't freaking do it. I just ignore the notification every single day. Also, my Apple Watch tells me to stand up and go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I ignore that every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm telling you, if it has the option to skip, I'd be on doom scrolling on TikTok and be like, I'll touch grass later. Skip, I'll come back. And then you're going to forget.
Right.
My other thing is, I think that it needs to be more than just like touching grass and going back in, because that really doesn't do anything for you. I think it needs to be like, you need to actually like touch grass. Your phone is like, you can't, like, it's not workable for like a solid 2 minutes, so you can enjoy the sounds of outdoors, the birds chirping, the neighbors yelling, the cars driving by. Like, I think you need a solid like 2 minutes to actually enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah.
With your phone like completely locked by the app.
Yeah, I agree. That's I don't know that the 2 seconds of touching grass is really going to do anything. And honestly, let's say my parents did this to me as like a punishment, which they should because I do doom scroll, I probably would be like, all right, I'm just going to order turf from Amazon. So that
Oh my God, that's a hack.
Does that mean I have a problem?
Yes.
It's beyond a problem.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've been seeing some girls on TikTok making videos about what happens when they tell their boyfriend, well, that they're being annoying. We've all had that moment that maybe they take a joke too far or they're just poking at you.
Everyone has told their significant other at some point, you're being annoying.
Knock it off.
I think you and I have told each other that you're being annoying.
To each other?
Have we?
I
don't know if we've ever told each other we're being annoying.
I don't think so.
Well, one day let's make that happen. Okay.
Well, that it's not about us. They're talking about how guys react to it. And the one specifically that this girl made was basically that the switch up is real quick. Like, let's say he makes a comment and you're like, ugh, you're being so annoying. He's going to carry that with them for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, come on, like, let's go to the store. And they're going to be like, I can't. I'm so annoying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or hold my hand while I cross the street. No, because you just think I'm so annoying. And then
come
suddenly,
have dinner. No, I'm so annoying.
I'd hate to annoy you. You know what I mean?
They drag it on all. You know what? No, like a day or two sometimes. It's like, get over it.
See, I
but it is kind of funny and kind of annoying.
It is, but I feel like my boyfriend Curly will do that for not very long.
Oh.
And then he like flips it on me and then tries to be annoying. You know what I mean? Like if he is just like poking at me all night and finally I'm like, oh my God, you're annoying me. Then I'll be like, fine, I guess I'm just annoying. Remember when we loved each other? Like stuff like that.
That's funny.
And then within 10 minutes, he's like, oh yeah, you want to see annoying? I'll be annoying, and then he'll actually like just be funny about it to be more annoying. Do you experience this?
Neighbor man does it for like a day or two. He'll carry it till the next day. That man, if he has a character, he will play that character in that role. But here's the thing: is he will do that, but it's not just the annoying thing. He does this for like everything. Cause like I swear to God, I said this the other night. I think I was saying it to Zaw or Mochi, one of the two boys, and I said, oh, you're my favorite boy in the entire world. Mm. And then later on, he goes, well, I'm not your favorite boy in the entire world, so I can't get you water.
Mm.
I was like, all right. I said it to dogs and a cat. Get over it.
I hate to say it. I think he's been spending too much time with you.
Really?
Because I think you would say that exact same
you
thing.
You do?
Yes.
I'm kind of going through something right now because I'm panicking that I'm, you know, maybe not a true adult after all, because I don't think I take pills correctly.
Well, that is a little disturbing because have you been just wasting pills the last 30 years?
Let me explain. So last night I gave neighbor man his melatonin that he wanted and he hadn't taken his vitamins for the day. So I also gave him his vitamins. And the way this man takes his pills, I'm like, is this how everybody does this? Am I been doing it wrong? So I got to ask you, because I got to know who's right.
You're putting it in your mouth, right?
Well, yeah, where else am
I? Don't know.
We're not going to go there.
That's just step one.
Yes, Taylor, they go in my mouth, okay? Here's the thing. Here's what he does. He takes a sip of water, holds that water in his mouth, throws the pills back, water and pills go. That's not how I do it. What I do is throw the pill or two, if I think I can do it, in my mouth, swallow water. Who is correct?
I'm here to defend you because the other way is foul and weird and disturbing.
Thank you. I looked at him and I'm like, what happened there? They're gone? And he was like, yeah. He's like, there's so much. It's easier. He says it's easier. You can put more in because it has something to go down.
Ew. Ew. No. What? Ew. I get like, I'm sorry. I can't stop saying ew. Because here's the thing. I get like, if you take a swig of water, pop the pills in, take another swig of water just so you're like constantly swallowing. I totally get that. And I have to do that sometimes. But to put it in your mouth, slosh it around, let it get warmed up in your mouth, and then to suction cup your pills in there and then they sit in the water. I don't care if you swallow right away. They're going to sit in there like little boats and then you start to taste the nasty plastic capsule part and it's just horrible. Don't do that.
Okay. The collagen pills I take are the nastiest, chalkiest pills. I mean, you can't even have them for like 0.01 second of your mouth.
Until
right?
they start melting.
Until they have like that cakey chalkiness in your mouth. So I'm like, imagine you have water just sitting in there like the freaking ocean, okay? And then you put the pills in there. They're going to already start dissolving in your mouth.
It's wrong. That's so wrong.
Okay, thank God. So I'm normal?
For once, yes. You ever smell something and you're like, whoa, that just transported me back to a different time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
This happened to me today. I got a huge whiff of perm, like hair perm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was, but that's a specific smell.
It is.
And it just took me back. I think it's because my mom worked in a salon growing up. She did nails. And obviously there was hairstylists around. So maybe that's what it reminded me of. But it just took me back to second grade that day that I walked up to my mom and said, please let me get a perm.
Got one too.
Did you?
Oh my God. Yes. And I didn't want those curls to like go down at all. But except for mine didn't like, they just like kind of went all over the place.
That's kind of how mine was too. I feel like
they didn't have it. Like it didn't look good.
It's not ringlets. Mine was like a wave perm.
Mine were very, very curly.
Really?
They were like almost like, I don't know, like very like, I look
like a ringlet.
Yes.
I need you to find photos.
Oh, I have photos, but I didn't want to do, I like barely washed my hair because I didn't want it to come out.
Oh my God. At all.
And then eventually I was like, okay, I don't really like it. So I had to wash my hair, but it took many years for like the curl to eventually fade because I have very straight hair.
Mm-hmm. Well. It reminded me of that.
Should we get a perm again? Oh my God.
That was the first thing that I was like, why do I kind of want a perm now?
Can I get a perm that's like a little bit wavy?
Like a relaxed perm?
Like a relaxed perm. A perm that's on vacation. That's what I want.
You got to go to hair school tomorrow. That is the most genius thing you've ever said.
Right? I kind of want one.
I think you should try.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Okay, I didn't get inspired with the National Day, which is be a good example.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything, again, because I'm not the best example to follow.
Sure.
However... I did get inspired because you and I were just talking, probably not even 10 minutes ago, about how I've got my meeting with my coach at the gym tomorrow. And I haven't been to the gym in over a month. So it's not going to go very well because he's going to ask me how my diet is. He's going to ask me if I've been to the gym. And I'm going to be like, dude, no. And I'm going to have to get on the scale. And I probably have gained some weight, right? It's going to be bad. You said, why don't maybe you feel like you're coming up with a cough.
Yeah,
like,
you got a little tickle in your throat. You know?
Maybe you should call out sick. That inspired tonight's trivia question.
Okay.
40% of people say this makes them feel better when they're sick. What is it? I mean, I'm going to need to know this since I'm sick.
Right. Exactly. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
40% of people say this makes them feel better when they are sick. What is it?
Should probably stop and grab whatever it is on your way home since, you know, something's coming
up. I'm so sick right now.
Yeah, definitely.
That means I'm not coming to work tomorrow.
Oh, you're really committing to the bit then. Wow.
I have to, because if he hears me on the radio, he's going to be like, what? I'm sorry, we can't. I think you called out sick.
You would be totally exposing yourself. Noted. Okay, I have a heads up at least. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
40% of people say this makes them feel better when they are sick. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 0755 said chicken noodle soup.
Chicken and stars.
Is there science behind that?
What?
Like
chicken and stars?
Well, chicken noodle soup, because I feel like that's everybody's like immediate, I don't feel good, chicken noodle soup.
I don't.
It's just comfort food?
It does make you feel better.
No, I 100% agree, but
is
why?
It a placebo effect?
That's what I'm saying.
I think it is.
Or is there science?
For me, though, you can give me chicken noodle and I feel like I'll still be sick, but chicken and stars, instantly, I'm cured.
Like a video game character, you got to have the stars to survive.
I really do. Justin texted and said exercise. Now, I don't know if that's a dig towards me and not going to the gym, because Justin heard me say that I needed this. I'm doing this whole trivia question because I'm going to call out sick tomorrow, so I don't have to go to my meeting with my coach at the gym where you're supposed to exercise, Justin, and I haven't been there in a month. I'd like to tell you, Justin's not my coach. My coach is Taylor. Not Taylor here.
Not me.
It's a different Taylor, surprisingly. So I can't say that this is my coach who texted. It's also not the owner of the gym or the manager of the gym, because that's Brett. So maybe I don't know who Justin is.
He might just think it exercise. I feel like that's a very guy thing to say, though.
I feel like Justin's trying to give me a hint. it's time to go back to the gym. I hear you, Justin.
Sick.
I got it. I'll get back there after I have some chicken noodle soup.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 4204 said Sprite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, any like clear bubbly soda?
Uh-huh.
It's right up my alley.
I'm sorry, but I can't have Sprite without, like, it has to go with the saltine crackers. They go two and two next to your bucket. And you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Sprite. You're laying on the couch. Sprite on the floor. Saltine crackers. Bucket. TV. The Maury Show.
I literally knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a classic sick day.
Don't tell me you don't watch The Maury Show when you're sick.
I don't.
Taylor.
I haven't given it a try, though. Okay. I'm not trying to get sick.
No, here's the thing. How about I work tomorrow? I'm still going to call out sick for my gym meeting.
But you're like, going to be better by the time you get here.
Yeah, just surprisingly, I'm cured. I had chicken and star soup, okay? That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to have you call out sick tomorrow.
Oh.
I need you to have a day where you just enjoy The Maury Show. And I need you to tell me how magical it is when you're sick.
But I'm not actually sick.
Okay, well, can you fake
no.
it?
No. No, don't wish that on me. Next time, whenever it happens.
Please watch The Maury Show.
I'll give The Maury Show a try.
I beg of you. 40% of people say this makes it feel better when they are sick. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I wonder if Justin's one of those people I go to the gym with.
That you go to the gym with?
I know. And Justin's like, I haven't seen you there.
Been missing you.
Where you been? Well, Justin, on my couch. Eating saltine crackers, chicken noodles.
And watching The Maury Show.
I got to find a way to get out of this meeting with my gym coach tomorrow. So I'm sick right now. I'm already starting to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't I look like I'm getting red, like in the face?
A
like
little
I'm,
flush.
Well, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, is that a shiver I see?
I see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very ill right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's coming on.
Thank you. Oh, darn, I can't make it. And oh, darn, he'll never know that I haven't. He can tell. They can see how much I've been to the gym.
You're also talking about it on the radio right now.
I know they listen to, they play the radio station at the gym. I'm doomed.
You have been caught. Basically.
Well, no matter what, I'm still calling out sick tomorrow because I don't want to go to this meeting for them to tell me that I haven't been to the gym in a month.
Mm-hmm.
40% of people say this makes them feel better when they are sick. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Since I'm sick, I'm going to need to get my favorite blankie because 40% of people say this makes them feel better. Actually, no, I need to not grab my favorite blankie because I got to continue to be sick.
Oh, right.
People say 40% of people say their favorite blankie makes them feel better.
I agree.
Well, yeah, because you like to tuck it in your pants. Let's talk
yes,
about this.
I do. Okay, so I learned this from my very own father. He always said if you didn't feel good when you're laying in bed or on the couch or whatever, that you take your blankie and you tuck it in the waistband of your uh-huh. pants. I don't know if it's because it takes like some pressure off your stomach, if you have a stomach ache, if it's a placebo effect, but I am about to be 28 and I still do this.
Really?
And it makes me feel better.
Now, does it have to be your favorite blankie or can it be any blankie?
I don't really have a favorite blankie, I guess.
Oh, here's the thing. I'm jealous of the people who still have their baby blankie.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
No, I didn't have a baby blankie. Well,
neither
I probably had one, but I wasn't attached to it.
I did not have a baby blankie, so I don't know if I have a favorite blankie.
So we have baby blankies, right? Why don't we have adult blankies?
I'm listening. Go on. Where are we going with this?
Why don't you get an adult blankie that you carry around everywhere?
For the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Make adult blankets normal. I'm going to start bringing it to work. And if you see me cuddling with it and you see me sucking on it, mind your business. What? You said it was an adult blanket.
I didn't.
Isn't that what we do with our kid blanket?
Sucking on a blanket
at
work.
Did you do that as a kid?
I don't know. I have no idea.
This has spiraled so much about a trivia question into us making adult blankets and me sucking on it.
You made it weird, not me.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got to be better about not clicking suspicious links or honestly really any links that I don't really trust because it would be bad if my work email got hacked. It's not because I'm doing anything bad. It's not because I'm gossiping on the job. Like, did you see what John did at the copier machine? No, that is not what you see in my email. Today, what you would see is me and Loretta going back and forth about baby lotion.
Weird.
Because I really want to start using baby lotion. I think it smells incredible. And if a baby's butt is soft, why can't my whole body be like that?
True.
So I want to start using baby lotion. And she and I are going off about it in my email. All I know is it did end with lather up. So I did like that. But there's other things. There are other things. I mean, I send people Post Malone memes and Jif gifts all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Anytime somebody has a birthday here, I send them a Post Malone thing.
Oh, I normally send them a cat meme.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I send them Post Malone pictures.
Mm.
And then I say happy birthday. It's a very small font. You can't see it.
Interesting. I'm surprised that, you're so by the rules that you're sending stuff that's not really all that professional.
Well, I'm just hoping to God that the bosses don't ever look at my email and that nobody ever hacks my email. Because there is countless of other stupid things I'm sure I've emailed about.
Well, see, I learned my lesson with you. I can't send you fun emails because one time I had a sassy title on an email was not meant to go to anybody except you, and you forwarded it to our boss.
Hey, I do want to make it clear. He thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny. Thank God. Otherwise, that could have been really bad.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.